And we're back on In Focus News Radio KMAN. And our next segment, we're going to be talking with a representative from the Red Cross, at least from the local office. We've got Christy Ingalls joining us here on the phone. Good morning, Christy.
Good morning.
It's a pleasure to have you on here. And you know, we haven't chatted with you here for a little while, and was curious when we scheduled you here on this morning to see if we have any blood drives coming up in our area.
We do. We constantly have a lot of blood drives going on. We have smaller ones at businesses. We've started, since the pandemic has happened, a lot of places we can't go into those places. So we've started having kind of what we are calling area market drives, blood drives. And so they're kind of those smaller drives that we kind of set up in different sites. So we have those, but we also have some big community drives coming up in the next month or so. We have the Junction City blood drive coming up March the 18th and 19th, and that will be at the Junction City Municipal Building. Our Manhattan Community blood drive, which is one that we usually talk about quite a bit on here, we've actually moved to the Holiday Inn at the campus, so that will look a little bit different. We'll be in the lower level ballroom due to the COVID vaccine that's come out. They're using that site, the Podorf Hall site that we would normally be at. So that drive will be March 22nd and 23rd at the Holiday Inn. And then we have our large campus drive. K-State is our largest collegiate blood drive in the state. And that one is coming up March 22nd and 25th through the 25th.
All right. And I imagine, you know, just as much as any time, it's always important to donate blood here. But this time of year in particular, is this a low season for you guys typically?
Yes. So winter is always low for us throughout the nation. We've talked about how the Red Cross is a national organization. So the blood that you donate could be donated here and brought to Manhattan's Ascension Via Christi. It could be given to someone in Texas. It could be given to someone in New York. So we, you know, when we say that, that means that the blood that we're using is coming from all over the United States. So when there's storms, snowstorms like we've just saw last week, I think, that really affects the blood supply. And so it's really important that we have people coming out regularly. On top of that, we're dealing with the pandemic. We had over throughout 30 of the 50 states, we had 21,000 pints of blood lost just this month, just due to that heavy snow, the ice storms, and those cold temperatures. So we are definitely feeling the impact of that.
Well, yeah, I would imagine with Texas, with its population base, they're one of the largest populated states, and they've been hampered by everything the last couple of weeks. I would imagine that there's a huge need down there, especially.
Yes, all over, but especially, yes, like you said, those places, you know, so many things were shut down during that time. And even here in Kansas and in Oklahoma, we were shutting down stuff. We weren't having blood drives as much as we were because of snow. We weren't able to get around to all of the places that we would normally be. And so we had to cancel a lot of blood drives. There wasn't electricity, so we lost some sites. And so that all really plays into why we have these shortages.
All right, well, We had a caller here. I'm surprised. Well, we're going to go ahead and take a phone call here real quick. Good morning. You're on In Focus.
Good morning. I have a question. Years ago, I lived in Europe when the mad cow thing was on. And before that, I used to give blood all the time. And then after that, they wouldn't take my blood anymore. I recently heard that those rules have changed and you'd take it again now. Is that true?
That is correct. This is really great news that's kind of just come out in the last 9 months or so. So some people have just been automatically brought back into the system. Others will have to call in to get approved, I guess is what I would say. So you can call us in to our eligibility number, and that's 1-866-236-3276. And just tell them that, hey, I was deferred years ago for this, and I'd like to be back in. If you haven't tried to donate during that time, then you're obviously, you know, you're not on our list of no donors. So you can just come on in and donate, and you're good to go.
All right.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Yeah, thank you.
All right, good question. And, you know, that kind of makes me wonder, if you do go and give blood, I mean, they're going to probably let you know at the blood drive whether or not you're healthy enough to give blood and stuff like that. But it's probably good to maybe know that ahead of time, too.
Definitely. You can always visit our website, which is redcrossblood.org, to find out your eligibility as far as, like, medication that you're on, any kind of eligibility like that. We do want you feeling well. Right now, we are doing COVID-19 antibody screening. So when you come in to donate, about 7 to 10 days post-donation, you'll get those results telling you if you have the antibodies because, you know, obviously some people have had COVID-19 and not known it. They didn't have any effects. They felt fine. And so that's been a big draw for us. But we want to make sure that everybody's healthy when they come in to donate. The people who are receiving that blood aren't obviously feeling their best. And so we want to make sure that you understand that it is for healthy donors. It is people who are feeling well that day. So definitely no fever and just feeling well, not no runny nose, stuffy nose, cough, all of those things.
You know, that's something we haven't heard a lot about here recently is maybe because of all the vaccines, but, you know, the testing for the blood. What do you call it there again? The
antibodies.
The antibodies. Yes. What happens when they do the testing for that? Can you go donate that at some point?
Yes. So what we call it is convalescent plasma donations. So you can do that one of two ways. You can donate whole blood if you've had COVID-19 in the last 3 months. Once you've gone through your time where you have to be, you know, feeling well and all of that. Once you're feeling well, you've had no symptoms for 48 hours and you're feeling good, then you can come in and donate whole blood, and we can use that convalescent plasma. We can use the plasma in your whole blood to give to a patient who has needed it. We can also take your plasma donation. You can plasma. I'm getting my words mixed up here. We can get your plasma donation as well to give that to those who've received it and so, or that have COVID-19. So it's really been very helpful for those people who are recovering to have that convalescent plasma. So if you've had it in the last 3 months, this is a great time to come in and donate blood as well.
Okay. You're speaking with Christy Ingles here from the Red Cross. I know one good thing that's always nice to have is that Red Cross mobile app. That is a real helpful thing that comes in handy, especially every 90 to 120 days whenever you got to give blood again.
Yes, yes. They'll remind you. It's every 56, so you can come in every 56 days. And so I'm eligible, so my app has been reminding me to, hey, go find a site to go donate. It's also great for the day of. It reminds you, I think the last time it gave me an update like an hour before so that I made sure to get my rapid pass done and was ready to go.
All right. Awesome. Good to hear. Anything else, Christy, before we wrap things up here?
One other thing that I would just like to touch on. I mentioned earlier that we've been relying on Podorf Hall quite a bit to host blood drives over the pandemic. They've really been great about opening their doors to us and allowing us to come in whenever we've needed. Holiday Inn at the campus, just right across from the Union, has been amazing also and has allowed us to come in. We joke that we're going to start putting our sign out there as like it's also our business as well because we've been there so much. Because we can't be at Podorf Hall, if someone's listening and they have a church or a business that would have a site that we could be in, we would greatly appreciate that. Many of our locations that we host blood drives in, as far as businesses hosting them, they are still willing to host the drive. They just can't allow us to come on site. So if you have a large room, we usually kind of give an example of a two-car garage for an express, something along that line. We would love to work with you and be able to host drives there. We have so many people in Manhattan. I've been just thoroughly impressed with how many people have really stepped up to the plate over this pandemic and wanted to come and donate. Sadly, we just don't have the sites to fill all the dates that we could. And so if we could have some sites that would open their doors to us as well, that would be wonderful.
Yeah, absolutely. Let's hope we can get some help with that to anybody listening here today. Hopefully we can figure something out here for the Red Cross. Anything else, Deb? Or excuse me, I'm getting Christy. Christy, I'm getting ready for my next
you
guest
talk
here.
To a lot of people, Brandon. Yep. No, I say just, you know, continue donating. Please consider, you know, those people who've never donated before. This is a great way to save three lives, to help people in need, and just to make a huge difference. We've got everything safe, very well distanced. We all wear masks, lots of sanitizing. The blood drives are a safe place to come, and we just really encourage you to come in and donate.
All right. Christy, always a pleasure. Thank you so much. We'll talk again next time.
Thanks, Brandon. Have a great day.
And Christy Ingles with the Red Cross joining us. We'll talk with Debbie Nuss up next from the Flint Hills Wellness Coalition. Stay tuned.